as a community.
News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 18th of October, Anno Domini 2003, and you lucky people, are listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placilla.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And we are going to be bringing you news, information, rants. Tony's revved up already.
Let him go.
He's revved and ready to go. And we may even get to one or two of your questions, and we'll be here until 6 o'clock this evening, so feel free to call in and join in the mayhem. But first, the news, and we're going to start with Dave Enright. Take it away, Dave.
Well, this is a good news, bad news situation. I mean, it's great that RIT, you know, does a lot of great things for the community and everything else, but unfortunately, one of their students has done them in, and because RIT wound up getting subpoenaed because one of the students was using his computer and the network to upload and download songs. And I mean, this is, you know, I mean, RIAA is literally coming down on these kids that are, you know, whether you're sharing, you know, a few hundred songs or a few thousand songs. It's illegal. And this current individual at RIT was had quite a variety of music, too, from Michael Jackson to hip-hop duo Outkast, according to the court records. But, I mean, each one of these things could carry anywhere from $700 to $150,000 for each copyright song illegally offered by the internet.
Each song.
$150,000. So, I mean, yeah, you sit there and, you know, a common kid has, say, 100. Just 100. That's peanut. And most of them
I don't know anybody who has only 100.
Yeah, no, I mean, they usually have a few thousand.
And one of the problems that I heard on another radio station that was commenting on this is someone said, well, I don't upload any songs. Without you realizing it, for the most part, every of these peer-to-peer sharing programs shares everything you have on your hard drive.
Yeah, especially.
So you may not intend to be uploading any songs, but you are.
Yeah, are you?
Well, and everything else. I'll tell you what. I did a little test one day. I went on the, I downloaded one of those peer-to-peer things.
Mm-hmm.
I fired it up, and I said, give me cookies.txt.
Yeah.
And I got millions of hits.
Well, wouldn't I?
Millions of hits.
Well, I have one question, though. When did the RIAA become a police power in this country?
About 6 months ago.
With the legal right to issue... Oh, I forgot, DMCA. We gave away our rights,
didn't we? We gave away our rights.
Oh. Yep. All they have to do is ask a court clerk for a subpoena, and they get it.
They don't even have to ask a judge.
Right.
No, court.
The FBI or the police agency has to get a judge to do it.
Yeah, court clerk.
All they have to do is go in front of a clerk, say, we want a subpoena, because we suspect that this student is doing this, and we have... You know, boom, there you go.
And another sign of the apocalypse is upon us.
Yeah, and they're in it, and now,
It used to be, you know, you really wanted to be an FBI agent because you had power. Now you want to be an RIA agent because you don't even have to ask anybody.
Did anyone see on TV this week Threat Matrix?
No.
It's this new TV show about Homeland Security and doing all their terrorists were looking for this. Well, this week's was about a bombing, and so, of course, they go to the Arab community. But the neat thing about
this... Oh, there's a stereotype.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they have an Arab guy on their team. So I guess, you know, he's the token Arab in their anti-terrorism team. And it turns out that one of the suspects is his best friend from when they were growing up. So they immediately arrest, you know, the Arab guy. And it turns out it was, you know, like the Oklahoma case, a local homegrown nut.
Right.
And didn't have anything to do with the Arab community.
Right.
And so they were trying to, you know, justify his feelings and what do I do? And, you know, we thought he might have been it. Should we have arrested him anyway? And,
right.
And they, you know, the big thing he kept talking about was the Patriot Act. Between the Digital Music, or the DCMA and the Patriot Act, people have lost so many rights in the name of security. If anyone suspects terrorism or suspects, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that.
But here's one scary final thought before we go to break here. Tim Lund, an RIT student and president of the Campus Society for Software Engineers, said the recording industry is being a bully with its illegal tactics. No, Tim, you're missing the boat. This is illegal to do.
No, it says with its legal tactics. What he's saying is because of the way they're doing it.
But still, no. Either way that they do it, this student was doing something illegal. He got stung. He got caught. I mean, granted, they've got to use some high tactics because the music industry is literally losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a day because, you know, they're passing songs around.
No, they're losing it because the songs that they're putting out are crap.
Yeah, well, a lot of the music now is just really bad. Basically bad.
It's still illegal.
It is, you are correct.
It's no different than
there's
software.
No question that it's illegal. We have to go take a break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Shallard, and Mina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior specials, super saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
Get it done fast, get it done right. With Wagner Spray Tech Tools from Chase Pitkin. Start with the Wagner Wallpaper Steamer or the Wagner Heat Tool for removing paint. Wagner has a complete line of sprayers for outdoor surfaces. Power rollers, accessories for indoors, walls, ceilings, even trim, basement floors. No more sticky paint cans or spilled paint. The best selection of Wagner painting tools, always right at home at Chase Pitkin.
You think, then you build. That's the Volvo philosophy. At Best Volvo, we agree. And if you're in the market for an Acura, BMW, Lexus, Audi, or any other vehicle in that class, you need to put Volvo on your list. Think, look, then visit Best Volvo. There are 7 all-wheel drive Volvos to choose from. The rugged XC70 and XC90, luxurious S80, beautiful V70 estate wagon, the S60 sports sedan, and the newest addition, the 300-horsepower all-wheel drive S60R. Right now, lease an amazing 2004 S60 ASR for just $349 a month from Best Volvo. An S60 loaded with leather, sunroof, CD, and more, plus 3-year, 36,000-mile free factory scheduled maintenance. Just $349 a month for 48 months. Think, look, then lease. From Best Volvo, Rochester's exclusive Volvo dealership, 1500 University Avenue, 500 down plus taxes and fees due at delivery. Call 1-888-621-8873 for details. If you've investigated LASIK surgery, you know you can go to Canada to save a few dollars, but you won't get the advantage of follow-up visits after your surgery. Vincent Vella, a local dentist, wasn't going to gamble with his eyesight. His decision was clear. He chose Dr. Alan Robbins, one of Rochester's most respected and talented surgeons.
My eyes are very important in my work. I'm also in a cutting-edge practice, so I can appreciate someone that is cutting-edge and what it takes to be there. My eyes are perfect. 20/20 vision, I can see clearly. If it was 3 times that much, I would have still paid it.
Robbins Laser Sight is the first center in upstate New York to offer an FDA-approved wavefront guided custom cornea treatment. Your eyesight is one of your most precious gifts, so don't settle for anything less. Call Dr. Alan Robbins at Robbins Laser Sight. Clearly ahead of the curve. 0% financing is now available for qualified candidates. Call for a free in-depth evaluation.
Clearly, Robin.
787-2020. 787-2020.
Whoa! What is with you?
I can't believe he ate it.
Who?
Tommy.
Ate what?
He ate the whole bowl.
Big Tommy in sales.
No, little Tommy in accounting.
He ate the bowl?
The guy eats the chicken stew and then he eats the bowl.
Whoa! That's the last time you call him a mama's boy.
What? I did not.
That's not what I hear.
New Tim Hortons hearty chicken stew in an oven-baked bread bowl. With a donut and medium coffee, just $4.49 plus tax at participating U.S. stores.
Little Tommy.
Little Tommy.
The whole bowl.
The whole bowl.
Whoa!
Come home for lunch at Tim Hortons.
Would you like your daughter to go to a good college? On Thursday, October 23rd, find out how. For 75 years, Our Lady of Mercy High School has prepared young women for college, for challenges, and for life. Last year, 99% of Mercy's senior class went on to higher education. Mercy has 27 sports teams who have won a total of 21 Section 5 titles. Our Lady of Mercy has 4 state-of-the-art computer labs, all wired for the web. And this year, Mercy opened its doors to a brand new athletic facility and media center. At Mercy High School, we've learned that the best preparation for what lies ahead is an education of the mind, the body, and the soul. Whatever her interests, whatever her goals, Mercy High School is the place for young women in grades 7 through 12. Come to our fall open house on Thursday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. and find out how your daughter can be a part of the future of Mercy. Call 288-7120 for information. Our Lady of Mercy High School, for women who make a difference.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray. Tony's mic isn't on yet.
I'm Tony Plazola.
There we go.
Not Craig Schaller, not Tony Mike.
A professional. The man is a professional. We're gonna go back to the news, and I think it's time for Tony.
I think he's
and
nice.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Tony's Corner.
I'm going to sit back and relax.
Oh, you do that. First off, Dave, yes, you are right. It is illegal, however. The tactics I take umbrage at, and in all fairness, I don't do peer-to-peer.
Yeah, I know.
My taste in music doesn't lend itself to peer-to-peer, but I take umbrage at
it's just right
the
on
style.
Up there with, that's why the rest of us that do it legally wind up paying the higher prices, like for software and everything else.
That's
because
right.
Of
that's
the,
right. That's right.
Pirating.
You know, I honestly, truthfully, my root cause says the record industry's profits would increase if they didn't try to force the same old pap at us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Every week. Anyhow, on to real news. Czech Republic, whom you may or may not know, really, really cool, interesting company run by Ron Nath. Ron was looking to save money, and he has decided that he's going to migrate his people off Windows. He bought a bunch of used laptops to use as thin clients, $200 a piece, use as thin clients, store the main applications on a fairly beefy server, running Linux all over the network, thin clients. He estimates in a company...
No Windows.
He estimates he's saving approximately $1,300 per user per year in just hard copy costs and approximately 25 hours of IT time per user per year, which in the business is about $350 an hour he's saving. And migrated all the Linux. And, oh, by the way, he has no problem with any of his clients running. That are running and Microsoft software.
We've mentioned that before, that the general public isn't going to move away from Windows because the IT managers who control the decisions aren't going to cut out their own job.
There's those of us who are in that line of the business, and you know, so I don't have to spend my day playing with DAT files every day. I get a chance to look at new and interesting stuff and think of other ways to make and or save money, or be more secure. On a more interesting note, rumors are coming down the pike about Longhorn, which is the new Windows operating system slated to come out last year, but now they've pushed it off to 2005. I'm going to have more gray hair and less of it by the time it comes out. It's very interesting. They're talking about a new file system type. It's going to be a mixed base of NTFS, XML is the big buzzword now, and SQL on the file system. Can you say drop database WinFS? Yeah, you know, in 1997, Microsoft made a pledge to Internet-enable all of their technologies. And true to their word, even the file systems are now Internet-enabled. It's really easy to administer. You just plug in your Windows computer to the Internet, wait a few minutes, and there's a helpful worm, and presto, all your files are now online.
It's the truth.
Yes, yes. No. This is a family show, folks.
Right, right. What's interesting is, you know, going back to the technology, to the system administration angle, I spend a lot of time, nowadays my minions spend a lot of time administering our Windows boxes. You know, we're always sending out notices, got to take the Windows boxes down tonight, got to take the Windows boxes down tonight, got to take the Windows boxes down tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Got one Linux guy, our mail server, all that stuff is all on Linux.
Mm-hmm.
And he never does anything in terms of system administration because he's already set up all the automatic update things, mm-hmm. which you never take down a Linux box to update it.
No.
You just restart the service, and that's part of installation.
Right.
And it works. It automatically works.
I was in last week. I was telling you. I went in the other week to my main production database server. It's a Solaris box. And I was just going in as a precautionary measure, look at logs, see if there's anything that I'm missing or anything like that. And it's been so long since I've had to log into the thing, I forgot the root password.
No!
It's been over a year since I've logged into that box.
Wow. And it just keeps running.
And it just keeps running. I think I've got about 2 terabytes of database on it.
Cheese and crackers. And it just keeps running. Nice. Steve. Steve is going to talk about something that relates directly to our poll of the week.
Well, we had a couple of interesting announcements in the Apple world in the last couple of weeks, since we missed last week. We've got some good news for Mac users and some interesting news for Windows users.
Yep.
On the Mac side, Apple has released announced official release date for System 10.3, codenamed Panther, and it will currently be in 6 days, 3 hours, and 25 minutes.
What about the seconds?
Yeah. Well, they took the second counter off because of the next announcement we'll talk about.
Okay.
They used to have a second counter. On Friday, October 24th at 8 p.m., Panther will go on sale. All of the Apple stores around the country are having a big party, including us at Jesse Group. We'll be showing off copies of Panther and showing off some of the new features. The expose feature we're hearing is really, really neat. One of the big problems people have is with multiple overlapping windows, and they don't know what window belongs to what program and what they need to do with it. So expose helps with that. Mm-hmm. We did find out, I was doing a little research about getting a Panther at our party. It's apparently last year. One of the stores in Vancouver, which is a big movie town, got a Jaguar for the OS X Jaguar last year from the movie industry. So I called up the zoo and asked if they had any Panthers. And led some interesting research that there is no such animal known as a Panther. What we commonly think is a Panther is really a leopard.
Uh-huh.
And the genus for all the large cat, the lion, the tiger, is Panthera.
Mm-hmm.
So a lion is a panther. You know, it's Panthera leo. The tiger is a panther. So they're all panthers. Mm-hmm. So that's some interesting news coming out in the Mac world.
I have a question about that. Is Panther going to be a true 64-bit OS?
No, that's the big issue now because the new G5 is out, which is a 64-bit processor from IBM that can also run in 32-bit mode. So it's mm-hmm. a great transitional machine.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces of Panther are 64-bit, but the entire OS is not yet.
Okay, so kernel calls to memory are 64, and user space is 32. Okay.
Right, so it's going to be a transitional OS to the next version when they go full 64-bit, and it's one of the advantages that Apple's having over the Microsoft OSs that a 64-bit version of Windows running on a 64-bit Intel or now you know the Opteron processor mm-hmm. from AMD, none of your old software will work.
Mm-hmm.
With the Apple, it's still 32-bit compatible.
All right, we didn't get to do anything about the poll, but we'll come back and talk about that. We got people on the line. We got more news. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Shallard, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you miss Wham's Bob Matthews, you drop the ball.
And I think what we're starting to realize is a team with a good defense, and the Bills do have a good defense, you can get by with a good running attack and an okay passing attack. But it's almost impossible for any team to win if you don't have a running game. And the Buffalo Bills have not had one. Matter of fact, all season they haven't had a real good one.
Bob Matthews, weeknights 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Thousands of people in the Rochester area are about to lose their jobs through a forced retirement or a layoff. You may be asking yourself, what do I do if this happens to me? Am I prepared? It's a very stressful time, and many important decisions need to be made. You're at a crossroads in your life, so don't make the wrong turn. Stop and ask for directions. Many of you have heard the Horizon Group Sunday mornings on Wham. Now, see them in person. They'll host a comprehensive workshop to help guide you with these decisions. Like, will I have enough income? What happens to my benefits? Can I draw Social Security? What do I do with my SIP? Can I take income from my 401k? I'm not 59 and a half yet. What do I do? These are all great questions, and you may have more. Join the Horizon Group October 23rd or the 24th at their office classroom at Methodist Hill. Call 334-3600 today to book your reservation. That's 334-3600. Securities offered through Cataray Grand, member NASD and SIPC.
There was a time when families actually hung out together. Well, it's back. Introducing Familyology, a new board game that turns a bored family into a laughing, bonding group. Imagine that. The Familyology Challenge is to answer questions about your mom, dad, brother, sister. Well, you get the idea.
Dad, what are you most proud of?
My golf game.
The Familyology Fun is hearing the unexpected.
Honey, that's how you got your nickname?
The Familyology Bonus is discovering something new.
I can roll my tongue. Me too.
All while chalking up points to become king of the family.
Look, Ma, I'm on top of the world!
Tommy, off the counter.
To purchase Familyology, call 1-866-598-4064. That's 1-866-598-4064. Or buy it online at familyology.com. That's family with an I, ology.com. Familyology, the new quality fun time bonding game for the entire fam damley.
Buy it today.
Also available at Toys R Us.
Fry Brothers Vineyards, Modesto, California.
We all lead such busy lives. But there's a place where redwoods stand tall and time flows slowly. Redwood Creek, where the tradition of taking time has never been forgotten, where an unhurried approach to winemaking leads to a richer, more full-bodied Cabernet. Wines from Redwood Creek. Good things take time.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide, but you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from Green Shield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get Green Shield local service and support. With Green Shield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give Green Shield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. Green Shield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, an independent organization that rates crash test performance, has released a statement saying, quote, "The Subaru Forester is the best small SUV we've ever tested. It demonstrates what can be accomplished when a manufacturer makes safety a priority," end quote. Strong praise indeed. The Subaru Forester is driven by determination to keep you and your family as safe as possible. It comes with more standard safety features than any vehicle in its class. And with the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system, it works to help you avoid a crash in the first place. The Subaru Forester, driven by protective instincts. Subaru, driven by what's inside.
Now, get 0% APR financing on most 2004 Subaru models, including the Forester. Length of contract is limited, subject to credit and insurance approval. Must take delivery from dealer stock by October 31st, 2003. See participating dealer for details.
Start your NFL game day with Wham! It's the NFL Today, a complete preview of the day in the NFL. Sunday at 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Placilla.
I'm Craig Schauer.
And we're going to go to the phones. We got a lot more stuff to talk about, but let's take poor Dave from Bloomfield has been waiting for like ever to get on the air, and so we're going to take pity on him and take his call. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Hi. How are you?
Peachy. How are you?
Fine. I went out last night to get some antivirus software for my NT machine, and I found that the newest versions of McAfee and Norton won't run under NT. So I'm at a little bit of a loss as to where to go from here.
Well, part of the problem, of course, is that NT is no longer a supported operating system.
Didn't they drop support like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. But, yeah, they pretty well ways down the line. There are some antivirus programs that will run it.
You can find FPROT makes a good one. I've got personal experience with that, and I like it. If you do a Google search on it, there's another one called free-av.com that seems to be designed for the older unsupported Microsoft operating systems that they're not going 9598 NT. Mm-hmm. You could probably also find versions, maybe an older version of McAfee or Norton that is not.
Yeah, but you won't have the DAT files to support it.
Are they? Yeah, can you manage?
Yeah, because
you can't.
Six and. They're getting very soon. They're going to drop any support for five, because right now four is totally dropped.
Right.
Five is slipping off because now that version 8 is out, they're only going to go back to 6 and 7. They only go back two versions.
Does 7 run on NT?
You might want to try AVG. Look at their website.
Right. Their version.
Grissoft.com.
And there's also one called Protector from PSPL. Mm-hmm. That supports NT. One of the differences, too, is NT Workstation versus NT Server. You typically need to buy the Server Edition or Enterprise Edition to run on an NT Server platform. The NT Workstation platform doesn't have as high a system requirement, and so other utilities work on that as well.
Okay, well, you've given me quite a few places to check, so I certainly appreciate it.
Now, are you running the server version? Or
no, just a workstation.
NT Workstation, then try AVG. You might have good luck there.
Okay, thanks.
At grissoft.com. It's listed on our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. And Argyle made fun of me in the forums with that one. It's very funny. And we're going to put that up on our website. It's already there.
Yeah, it's already there under free software.
All right, we're going to take another quick call here. Our next caller is Scott from Rochester. Welcome, Scott. What's your question?
Well, I don't have a question. I've got an answer to the antivirus thing for running under NT. Go to ca.com, Computer Associates website, and get my eTrust. It works great.
Tony is, in fact, wearing a Computer Associates T-shirt.
It's
swag.
Yeah, Computer Associates is the company that nobody ever heard of.
Yeah.
And they are the second largest software manufacturer in the world.
Well, they've got that great ad where the woman brings in that cutout.
Yeah.
And the guy's on the answering machine, good, how many pieces of software do you want?
Yeah.
Good, how many pieces of software do you want?
Yeah. The reason nobody knows about it is they don't gear toward the end user.
Right.
And it's all enterprise software.
But do have some end user
good
software.
Stuff.
They just don't tout it much.
No.
But you're absolutely right, Scott. CA.com and My eTrust is a hot little product, and you should take a look at it. Dave from Bloomfield should take a look at it for his needs as well.
Yeah, it's very affordable. It's like $25 for the first year and $10 a year after that.
Can't go wrong with that. Yep.
Yeah, and Computer Associates is a very respectable company. They like Tony said, they're the number two software manufacturer on earth. So my suspicion is they'll be around for a while.
Yeah, if you and we use a lot of their products in the enterprise back end. It's like especially for database backups because as you know, Nick, database the files are transitional and they're live. You try backing up a hot database with anything, you know. Yeah.
Oh, it's hard.
You just cross your fingers, say 20 Novia.
Exactly. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Schallert, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Toyota owners, get over to your Toyota dealer and get this feeling. The feeling of winning a $10,000 American Express branded gift card. Toyota's giving away 12 of them, plus 1,000 more worth $100 each. Just bring your Toyota into your participating Toyota dealer for service and enter. You'll get the very best service performed by Toyota trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. Come in today and enter for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends October 31st. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents who are valid licensed drivers and 18 or older. Void in Hawaii. Official rules available at toyota.com/owners.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep, guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-645-0707. That's 1-800-645-0707.
Three-day special at AutoZone. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, get Peak Premix Antifreeze for $1.49 a gallon after a $1.50 rebate. Limit 2 this weekend only at AutoZone.
You think, then you build. That's the Volvo philosophy. At Best Volvo, we agree. And if you're in the market for an Acura, BMW, Lexus, Audi, or any other vehicle in that class, you need to put Volvo on your list. Think, look, then visit Best Volvo. There are 7 all-wheel drive Volvos to choose from. The rugged XC70 and XC90, luxurious S80, beautiful V70 estate wagon, the S60 sports sedan, and the newest addition, the 300-horsepower all-wheel drive S60R. Right now, lease an amazing 2004 S60 ASR for just $349 a month from Best Volvo. An S60 loaded with leather, sunroof, CD, and more, plus 3-year, 36,000-mile free factory-scheduled maintenance. Just $349 a month for 48 months. Think, look, then lease. From Best Volvo, Rochester's exclusive Volvo dealership, 1500 University Avenue. $500 down plus taxes and fees due at delivery. Call 1-888-621-8873 for details.
If you're a successful, entrepreneurial-minded person with sales management or business experience who has made good money but wants to make the jump to $300,000 to $700,000 a year or more, then I'd like to talk to you. My name is Rich Harshaw. I'm the CEO of Y2 Marketing, the nation's leading marketing solutions firm. 6 years ago, I started this business from scratch and quickly grew it into a multi-million-dollar industry leader and personally became a millionaire. Now I'm aggressively seeking experienced entrepreneurial people in your area to fill the overwhelming demand for our marketing services. This proven turnkey business gives you the flexibility to set your own hours and allows you to earn an income ranging from $300,000 to $700,000 a year within the first 12 to 18 months of starting, even more after that. This is not network marketing, MLM, or anything else like that. It's a real business. We'll be holding free seminars here locally soon. For details, give us a call at 1-888-800-0250 and we'll send you a free prospective agent package with an audio CD overview of the business and more details. Reserve your package by calling 888-800-0250. That number again, 888-800-0250.
Hi, I'm Kevin Pollack from RG&E. With the heating season right around the corner, here are two important safety tips for you to keep in mind. First, protect yourself from a silent killer. Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas that is the product of incomplete combustion. It can result from a faulty chimney, flue, or vent from a heating appliance or water heater. Have your heating system and chimney, flue, and vents checked once a year by a professional. Second, be prepared if you smell natural gas. If you smell that distinctive odor, it's like the smell of rotten eggs. Get up, get out, and call RG&E immediately from a neighbor's phone. We'll respond quickly to make sure you and your family are safe.
Put safety first. Have your heating system, chimneys, flues, and vents checked once a year by a professional. And be prepared to get up and get out if you smell natural gas. RG&E, always at your service.
Money Talk, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
The sparkle of your eyes tells me love will shine forever like stars and moon and skies. We found our place together.
That very special love that grows every day, that you know will last until the end of time. Now you want the perfect way to say how you feel. For a love that is pure, rare, and eternal, there is Kay Jewelers' extraordinary collection of platinum engagement and anniversary rings. Platinum, as pure, as rare, as eternal as your love. Express your love with platinum jewelry from K Jewelers.
Let love lead the way. Every kiss begins with K.
Shop K Jewelers for convenient locations. Free financing for 1 year available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payment required.
Test drive a Peeler Subaru and you'll have a chance to win a brand new Subaru valued up to $20,000 in the Peeler Roll and Win Contest. Stop by Peeler Subaru today. Lake at Ridge opposite Kodak Park. See dealership for contest rules.
$50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Pasilla.
I'm Craig Scheller.
And we're back with Sound Bites. Give us a call. We'll answer your computer questions. Before we get back to the phones, however, I want to ask Steve to elaborate a little bit about the news item that relates to our poll.
Very, very interesting news came out. And Apple's website had a really neat headline. I don't know if I can say it on the air.
Yeah, you can.
Well, apparently hell froze over, and Apple has written iTunes for Windows. You may be familiar with iTunes as the Macintosh music.
For those who aren't, give them an idea.
Thank you. I was just about to.
Good.
iTunes is the Macintosh music playback program designed to read in your audio CDs, let you make custom playlists, and burn custom CDs back. And earlier this year, Apple announced the iTunes Music Store, which allows you to legally purchase music over the Internet through iTunes for 99 cents per song, and usually about $9.99 per album. They also have exclusive songs signed up with some of the different artists. Initially signed up with the five major record labels. This week Apple announced on Thursday that they have written the iTunes software for Windows, and it links along with the iPod portable music player. That once you have the music in your computer, you then put it in your iPod, and you may have started seeing the new iPod commercials. Apparently, when Apple started their switchers ads with the person talking in front of a white screen, and Nick was commenting that now every commercial is a person talking in front of a white screen.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently now Apple is somehow trademarking their commercials. So now the new iPod commercials are silhouettes of people dancing in front of colored screens. And apparently it's non-generic enough that they can trademark it, so people can't be copying these ads as much. But basically what the iPod for Windows had been doing is using the Music Match jukebox software. And Apple felt it wasn't as easy to use as iTunes wasn't as seamless or as smooth. So they pretty much rewrote the entire iTunes program for Windows. So now that under Windows you can synchronize with your iPod, and the big news is that with iTunes for Windows you can also access the iTunes Music Store and get access to all of these songs for a flat 99 cents per song with no subscription fees. Some of the other legal music downloading services for Windows will have subscription fees that you pay whether you buy a song or not, and if you cancel your subscription all your songs stop working. So it's been an interesting growth period in the digital music industry.
I have a question, though.
Sure. Which we'll hold until after the next set of short economic dramas that we'll be listening to.
With
and
worm
then,
on tongue.
And then we'll be back to more sound bites on 1180 WHAM.
If you've investigated LASIK surgery, you know you can go to Canada to save a few dollars, but you won't get the advantage of follow-up visits after your surgery. Vincent Vella, a local dentist, wasn't going to gamble with his eyesight. His decision was clear. He chose Dr. Alan Robbins, one of Rochester's most respected and talented surgeons.
My eyes are very important in my work. I'm also
also in a cutting-edge practice, so I can appreciate someone that is cutting-edge and what it takes to be there. I have a perfect 20/20 vision. I can see clearly. If it was three times that much, I would have still paid it.
Robbins Laser Sight is the first center in upstate New York to offer an FDA-approved wavefront guided custom cornea treatment. Your eyesight is one of your most precious gifts, so don't settle for anything less. Call Dr. Alan Robbins at Robbins Laser Sight. Clearly ahead of the curve. 0% financing is now available for qualified candidates. Call for a free in-depth evaluation.
Clearly Robbins.
787-2020. 787-2020.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Pusilla.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And can you hear me now?
I can't hear you now.
It's amazing.
Jeez and crackers. What? How lame is it? I'm sitting here thinking, you know,
it's a hardware problem, Nick.
It was a hardware, and I don't do hardware, and that's another problem. Why didn't you fix this for me, Dave? What happened was...
You were sitting on it!
I'm thinking, I got my headpiece in, I'm not hearing any sound. The sound was fine before, and I looked down, and my headset thing is not plugged in.
You were sitting on it in your pocket.
It was in my pocket, because I got up and went and got a soda while we were on...
And I don't fix hardware problems that are in other people's pockets.
And I really don't want you
reaching in my pocket. You got that right!
Whatsoever, so I appreciate it all the way around.
And the only thing better than that is when you don't unplug when you get up and walk away.
That's
like... What's that great movie? The Greek wedding?
My big fat Greek,
Greek wedding. Yes.
Yeah.
She gets up to go answer, talk to the guy, and boom, go slam it down.
It's a funny film. She's got,
oh, that is great.
She's got a pretty decent sense of comic timing. I was pretty impressed.
Oh, that was great.
That was a one woman show. She was she wrote it.
And low
Nina
budget.
Zandros, yeah.
I mean, that
yeah.
was done on a very low budget too.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I was pretty impressed. Before we get back to the phones, however, we mentioned earlier about 64-bit computing.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of you who don't know what that's all about. And I don't want to get into the whole 64-bit kernel space and 32-bit user space, but let's talk a little bit
computer
about...
Computer-friendly.
What we're using 32-bit computing now.
Right.
And the next leap is 64-bit computing, and why is that important to
us? What was that old adage that Windows is a
32-bit extension of a 16-bit hack to an 8-bit operating system written for a 4-bit microprocessor by a 2-bit company that can't stand 1-bit of competition?
Good!
And that's where we started.
There are going to be people all over the place who are saying, oh, good, that's on an MP3. It'll be on an MP3 soon, and I'll be able to cut that out.
That's old. I can't take credit for that.
No, I know. I realize you're not taking credit, but they'll have you saying
that's right up there with the flame to end all flames.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But anyway, tell us a little bit about
64. Basically what it is the processor architecture, how it talks to the memory, and the size of the bit chunk that it can handle at one time. Data going into the standard chips that we're working with now, AMDs or Intels, are handled in 32-bit chunks, not bytes, but bit chunks, which is do the math. But so the processor handles for each clock cycle one 32-bit chunk of data, and the bus, the memory bus, can pass 32-bit chunks to the processor into each of its four registers.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so it can, at any one given space of time, there's four 32-bit chunks of data being cycled in a processor.
So that's the amount of data it can actually pick up and deal with
right, at any time. Given time. Now, in a 64-bit processor, and the bus size is 64 bits, it handles 64-bit chunks, and it has eight registers. So it's got eight 64-bit chunks of data going through. So when you double the bit size of a chip, you do not double the data speed. It's logarithmic. It becomes logarithmic. That's why on the high-end servers like Spark or Alpha machines, you know, they're only running it, you know, Alpha's running 533 megahertz up to 667. Right. Spark boxes are running at like 1.2 gigahertz. Everybody's saying, oh, wow, this versus a, you know, a 306 Xeon or something like that. It's not that this, you know, you don't have that many clock cycles, but the size of the data that you're handling during each clock cycle is much better. And you can address.
And that's why
Opteron?
AMD.
Yeah.
AMD has stopped really talking about clock cycles.
Right, because they've added actually an extra, what they, the way AMD explains it is, they haven't changed it there, but what they've done, as far as the clock speed, but what they've done is add, like, it's adding one more task. So if a processor in one cycle was doing, say, 60 tasks, it's now doing 61.
Right.
So just adding that extra task, it's now doing that one more. To make it a little simpler, though, just for folks, though, not understanding this 32-bit and 64-bit, it's like if I was grabbing a handful of sand out of a bucket with one hand. That's I'm doing 32-bit. But now if I go to 64, I'm using both hands and being able to put it over now instead of just four piles, eight piles.
So every time you grab a chunk of data to work on, now you can grab twice as much.
Yep. And you can run twice as many chunks at any given time, too.
Right. So it's four times faster than the old chips. So if you've got a 32-bit system now, a 64-bit system would theoretically, at heart, run four times faster.
Theoretically.
And now, again, you've got your peripherals and things like that, which are going to slow it back down again. Right. But for any internal processing, it's going to be four times faster.
And then you also have to have software that's also going to take advantage
of the 64-bit. Well, exactly. Now, here's the interesting thing. Microsoft made it official this Wednesday that it's adding three more Windows Server editions to its product. There's going to be standard edition of Windows Server 2003 for Intel Itanium systems, standard edition of Windows Server 2003 for 64-bit extended systems, and an enterprise edition of Windows Server 2003 for 64-bit extended systems. All three of these things are due to ship with Windows 2003 Service Pack 1, which, according to Microsoft, as of last week, is delayed until at least the latter half of 2004.
So their
XP for 64-bit processors is not due to ship until the latter half of 2004.
So Microsoft is basically coming late to the 64-bit ballgame because any of the other operating systems that are out there, Apple's probably halfway ported by now completely into user
space. Mm-hmm.
Linux has been 64-bit for years, any of the Unixes.
So if you want to buy a 64-bit processor today, I actually had someone ask me this the other day, can you get me a 64-bit Windows box? Can you give me a 64-bit box with Windows on it? Yes, I could, but it's not going to run.
And it won't do anything.
There are certainly no programs for it.
Exactly right. And that's the thing that's important. The 64-bit programs are things like Maya or, you know, Final Cut Pro. Some of the high-end.
When you go to the movies, everything you see on the screen has gone through high-end workstations. Mm-hmm. You running Maya, running Final Cut, and now Apple with the G5 is exceptionally set to take advantage of the processing needs for Hollywood movies like that.
By the way, Maya is now free for personal use.
Maya always has been free for personal use.
Well, but they've got the new version up there
version
today.
Version 5, yeah.
It's alias.com.
Mm-hmm. 500 meg download or something.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge, but it's free for personal use. If you've got a Windows box, you're not going to see 64-bit processing for at least another year.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a Linux box, you can get everything a year ago.
I've run Linux on 64-bit for the past 4 years.
Right, on alphas. Right,
and that's right, why Apple.
You're right. Sure.
I mean, you could today get a version of Linux for the operating system. You could get an entire Office suite that is a word processor, a spreadsheet, and a presentation package like PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
You could get your web browser, your email, your chat programs, your instant messaging programs, all running at 64-bit speeds, all running beautifully today. Right?
On a typically slower processor.
The
one thing, too, that 64-bit, that nobody talks about that really is important is, and again, the average user won't see it, is the size of memory you can now address.
Well, right.
On a 32-bit operating system, you're limited to maximum of 4 gigs of memory. And with the price of memory in the new boards, that's not a lot. You see 1 gigabyte chips. now.
Well, you see it all the time when you're selling Macs into the arts community.
Right, and the aforementioned movie communities.
Yeah.
Exactly right. You're seeing the 4 gig is they're crying for more.
Yeah, and you can't on a 32-bit operating system. That's your limit. 64-bit, you know, that becomes your actual theoretical limit becomes a terabyte of memory.
and the first generation G5 is allowing up to 8 gigabytes of main memory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At 256 bits wide. So they've gone even wider on their memory data path.
Mm-hmm.
With that 1 gigahertz memory bus being able to run everything faster. So, and that's part of the problem when you're comparing two computers together, you know, even an Intel and an Athlon, there are so many different processes inside the computer, each running at their own different speeds,
right,
that it's impossible to compare them. The IBM Power 970 that Apple's using can process 215 instructions on every clock cycle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be as fast as an Intel machine.
Right.
So it runs at half the clock speed, but twice the performance.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what we've always talked about, you know, the speed of the processor is probably the least important thing in any computer.
Well, in Windows, the most important piece is the graphics card, because
mm-hmm.
everything in Windows is tied to the graphics card. You can't do anything without it touching the graphics card, and it waits for the graphics card to be done, because the graphics are more important than anything else in Windows. The graphics run at ring zero.
Mm-hmm.
And so, consequently, you can buy the fastest machine on Earth, cheap out on the graphics card, and your system will be a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a fairly decent system with a high-end graphics card, and your system will fly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting problem. On Linux, it's a whole different setup, because the graphics are no more important than anything else,
mm-hmm.
which...
Graphics do tend to slow the system down, and they're not...
Yes, they always will.
And they always will, and it's never been optimized for graphics, but that's the nature of a Unix. And in Linux, it's about memory management. On Solaris and Spark boxes, it's all about I.O., all about input-output.
Right.
You know, you got a slow processor, but a big, fat, wide data pipe, and like Steve was saying, 215 instructions per second, Spark's up there. But the drive bus talks at processor speed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're going to get back to the phones after we take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Schallert, and your phone calls on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey everybody, it's WHAM's health and fitness reporter Liz Bonus, and we want to invite you to pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter. If the summer wait isn't gone, the perfect time for pickup is the fall.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers, available at Unity Health Systems, Women's Health Services at Park Ridge Hospital, at Agape Physical Therapy in the Webster Sports Arena, Publishers Parkway, at Fonte Healthcare Solutions, 1165 Portland Avenue, and at the Craft Antique Co-op, 3200 Ridge Road West in Greece.
Thousands of people in the Rochester area are about to lose their jobs through a forced retirement or a layoff. You may be asking yourself, what do I do if this happens to me? Am I prepared? It's a very stressful time, and many important decisions need to be made. You're at a crossroads in your life, so don't make the wrong turn. Stop and ask for directions. Many of you have heard the Horizon Group Sunday mornings on WHAM. Now, see them in person. They'll host a comprehensive workshop to help guide you with these decisions, like, will I have enough income? What happens to my benefits? Can I draw Social Security? What do I do with my SIP? Can I take income from my 401k? I'm not 59 and a half yet. What do I do? These are all great questions, and you may have more. Join the Horizon Group October 23rd or the 24th at their office classroom at Methodist Hill. Call 334-3600 today to book your reservation. That's 334-3600. Securities offered through Cataray Grand, member NASD and SIPC.
You've seen the messages on billboards and buses, but did you know that since coming to Rochester, Project Exile has removed over 1,300 illegal guns from our community? And with unprecedented cooperation with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies and prosecutors, over 630 criminals have been sentenced under Project Exile. Project Exile is working. Here's Gary Mervis, chairman of the Project Exile Advisory Board.
Almost daily, we hear about more shootings and more murders. It's drug-related, it's domestic violence, and it's senseless outrage. The crime and violence that plagues our community cannot be solved by law enforcement and the criminal justice system alone. It's a people problem. Be part of the solution. Get involved.
Project Exile.
helping to take illegal guns off our streets.
It is the policy of Clear Channel to provide equal employment opportunity to all qualified individuals without regard to their race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, disability, sexual orientation, or any other characteristic provided by law in all personnel actions. If your organization distributes information about employment opportunities to job seekers, please contact Kim Klein at Clear Channel Rochester by calling 585-454-4884. Write to her at 207 Midtown Plaza, Rochester, New York, 14604. Or log on to our website at clearchannelrochester.com for more details.
This weekend, you'll want to hook up with Bob Banoski Ford. This is Tricia Banoski, and Saturday from 11 to 2, meet Dorothy Giardino, winner of this year's Fly Rod and Reel Trout Bomb Tournament. Register to win great prizes, like a custom 2003 Ford Expedition or a $1,000 gift certificate from Gander Mountain. There'll be cider, Krispy Kreme donuts, and pumpkin painting for the kids. And for each car sold, we'll make a donation to Casting for Recovery. Help a great cause this Saturday at Bob Banoski Ford, Route 31 in Macedon.
For great savings every day, you've got to go to Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek. This week, we've got ice-cold Labatt 12-pack. 11.5-ounce bottles or cans, just $9.99. Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek, your Price Right neighborhood food stores.
Legal questions or comments? Then be sure to join me, Rochester attorney Frank Sigelski, for Answers for the Injured this Sunday night at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Where?
Somewhere.
Oh, no, wait, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Tony Pasilla.
I'm Craig Schauer.
And this is Soundbites, and we are back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Vito from Chilai. Welcome, Vito. What's your question?
Oh, hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a Windows 98 second edition shutdown problem. The fact is, it doesn't always, and it's getting more like it doesn't.
Have you gone into MS Config?
Yeah, there. This
under
is a
the
known,
advanced tab.
It's a known problem in Windows 98.
Yeah.
And they included a setting in MS Config. Basically, Microsoft tried to add a procedure to make Windows shut down faster. They didn't do a very good job, and in fact, Windows doesn't shut down at all.
No.
Yeah, the patch made it worse, Vito.
Yeah, I didn't do the patch.
Go ahead. If you go into MS Config, the very first tab, there's Advanced. And it's either checked or unchecked, the most likely checked, Disable Fast Shutdown.
It's unchecked.
You want
Fast Shutdown is not checked.
Try checking it.
Try checking it?
Yeah, does the message say disable fast shutdown?
It says to disable it.
Yes.
Yeah, and
fast
so you
shutdown,
check that and it will be disabled.
Fast shutdown does not work. It prevents the machine from shutting down.
Right, so mine is not checked.
You want it checked, so it disables fast shutdown.
Oh, you mean if you check it, it's disabled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Checking it, I know, it's Microsoft, get over it. I realize that it's a very clumsy concept, but
the word
if you,
want you is
check
intuitive.
It, it's disabled.
That's weird.
So, well, you're saying yes to the statement of disable shutdown.
Uh-huh.
And
I
so,
see.
Yes, so you want to disable fast shutdown.
Okay.
Fact, there is a shutdown patch for
98
second edition that removes that option from the MS Config and permanently disables fast shutdown.
Yeah, it's the patch to the patch.
So
yeah.
You can get that patch also if this doesn't work for you.
Okay, I just want to say one thing. I've been through their knowledge base, and I have a knowledge base article, but there's one place in there where it says replacing configmg.vxd file, and they're saying don't replace it with a Windows 98 if you're using second edition. Well, I don't even have that file in my computer, so I don't know where this whole thing's going to.
You may have to turn on the invisible parameter.
No, I did. I'm looking at all files.
Well, try first checking that that file. If that doesn't do it, then go to the website and download the patch for the shutdown issue and try running that.
Do we have that listed on our website?
We probably did back then. Let me see if it's still there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. I'll try
give that a shot. Let us know.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Windows 98 is no longer fully supported by Microsoft.
And they may
perhaps even at all.
They may start removing the knowledge base and patch articles like they did with 95 and 3.0, which is so stupid because it doesn't cost them anything extra. to leave them there.
It costs them new sales of somebody. They remove support, they force them to buy new software.
Right. Our next caller, Craig from Spencerport, New York. Welcome, Craig. What's your question?
Hi. I've got a problem starting up, and it seems to affect when I try to do things like defrag or scan disk. But first it flashes on. It says something like news flash, my software flash, or something like that. And then I get a error. It says setup wizard, runtime error 429, ActiveX component can't create object. I don't want that, my software, and I don't know if that's the item that's getting the setup wizard error.
What antivirus program are you running?
I do deactivate that when I tried to do it, but I'm sorry, it's...
What we're thinking is you have a virus running.
Yeah,
either spyware.
A virus or a spyware.
And it may have been partially removed by your antivirus software.
Right. What you need to do is what I'm calling the security tango.
I read that in the paper.
Yeah, and you need to do the whole four pieces. Start with Stinger.
Yes.
Download that and run it.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are listed on our website, by the way. You start with Stinger and download the latest version because they add new viruses to it all the time.
Yes.
What Stinger does is check your entire system for those viruses that that deactivate your antivirus software.
Okay.
So you download that and run it. If it doesn't get anything, great. If it does, then you have to uninstall your antivirus software and then reinstall your antivirus software.
Okay.
And then update your antivirus software.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it didn't find anything, update your antivirus software.
Yes.
And then do a thorough scan of your system. That is for the antivirus piece.
Yes.
Now you have the spyware piece. And there are two programs that you need to run. One is called AdAware, and the other is called Stinger. One is called SpyBot S&D, Search and Destroy.
Okay.
And those are also listed on our website, soundbites.org.
We should add this as a fact.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we really should.
As the fact.
You can get those from our website, and we should add those as a fact. Remind me later, and I'll do that tonight.
Yes.
But basically, what AdAware does is check every file on your system for a spyware program and the most common ones in the registry.
Yeah, AdAware I do have on, but are those things... Are those running? In other words, when I try to do like a defrag, and it tells me it keeps restarting.
No, that's a second. That's a separate problem.
Yeah.
Let's finish with SpyBot.
It could be some of those spyware running, preventing.
Exactly.
What I do,
SpyBot, on the other hand, doesn't check the files on your hard drive, but it goes deep into the registry, and that's why you need both.
And do you have kids that run on the internet?
Kids.
Children.
No.
What kind of connection have you got to the internet?
Roadrunner.
Okay, what firewall are you running?
None.
Steve Reich.
That's another problem.
Three.
Yeah.
Mike, there's another problem. You're running Windows XP?
No, 98.
Okay, you're a little bit safer. Windows has what is called remote procedure call holes that they've tried to patch and tried to patch and tried to patch, and they haven't. And a lot of the things that would cause the same symptoms you're seeing are symptoms of a compromised system due to an RPC hole, too. So it is time to invest in either a hardware firewall...
Or download Zone Alarm.
Or download Zone Alarm.
Zone Wall or...
Zone Alarm.
From ZoneLabs.com, also listed on our website.
Okay.
If you go to soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y,
yes.
Scroll down on the lower right, you'll see a link that says, I heard a website on your show.
Excellent.
And that'll take you to it. And there's two columns. The right-hand column is alphabetical.
Mm-hmm.
So you want Stinger,
yep.
AdAware,
yep.
SpyBot S&D, and Zone Alarm.
One thing on AdAware, once you get it, I'm pretty sure Nick's article recommended doing this, is before you even run it, right on the very first screen it says check for updates. It'll open up another window. It'll say connect. You say connect. It'll look for any updates. It'll either come back and say there's a new version, and it'll download it for you. Once it's done, it'll say finished, or otherwise it'll tell you that you're current.
Excellent.
All right?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the help.
My pleasure. And you know what? It used to be we could tell people you got to update your antivirus once every couple of weeks. Now you should do it every night. You can automate it in 99% of them.
Yeah.
The newest versions of them.
Right. Make sure you're running the newest version. Make sure you update it daily. You should run AdAware and SpyBot regularly and update them every time you run them. It gets to be quite a little procedure. And then now Tony's about to say,
you could
but on my Linux box, all
you could run an alternative OS, too.
Exactly mm-hmm. right, and never have to worry about it.
Steve, say the same thing.
The other thing we add to that list, the firewall and the pop-up blocker.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
So spam killer.
And, right, a spam killer.
I have not purchased a piece of antivirus software in 5 years.
I know, that's because you're running Linux. I know.
That's right.
Well, I don't need a pop-up.
I don't either. I have Mozilla.
I use Firewall and Mozilla.
Firebird or Mozilla.
Yeah.
Stop using Internet Explorer and Outlook Express.
Yes.
And
well,
yeah.
That cuts your risk in half.
Exactly.
99%.
99% of the problem would go away if people would stop using
Outlook Express
and Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Boom. You're
Open
done.
Object tag.
Yep.
I could go for hours on that.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll let you later. But first, we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Scott from Springwater, New York. Welcome, Scott. What's your question?
Hi, thanks. I'm trying to hook up a couple different printers. One's a barcode printer, and one's a receipt printer,
mm-hmm.
and also a barcode scanner. And they're all USB. And I don't really have a disk or with any software on it. But I just wanted to find out, is it just the drivers you need to download, you think, for those, or is there some specific software for...
There's a specific driver for that specific printer for your specific OS.
Yeah, because usually barcode scanners, typically the ones that I've ever seen, usually hook up in between the keyboard. But you've got a USB one?
Are you doing a scanner or a barcode printer?
I have both.
Okay.
And they're both USB.
Right, and you can do that nowadays. You definitely need drivers for those.
Yeah, you're going to need drivers for all.
Are you putting together a point-of-sale system?
Yes.
Then you need something different yet, because I've been fighting with this with a couple of clients. There's a newer driver standard called OPOS, or the Open Point of Sale. And whatever point of sale program you're using, for example, the Microsoft Retail Management System, you need to find the OPOS driver for your barcode guns and your receipt printers.
Oh, okay. So it has to do with the software that you have for your point of sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. The way Microsoft works on the receipt printers is a little easier because you can use a Windows driver or the OPOC driver. But the barcode guns, you have to use the OPOC driver for that specific gun, for your specific POS, for your specific OS.
That's why it was easier when they had them in line in the keyboard.
Yeah.
Point of sale, for those who don't know, is what happens at the cash register. Basically, when you go to buy something and you want to hand somebody your money and they want to, you know, scan it, and that's all the point of sale.
They scan the article and it's
a pretty neat thing. It's too bad the acronym is POS.
It's getting to be more and more common now for a cash register to be a computer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With a screen and a printer instead of being a cash register.
Scott's in the process of doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because then it can link into your. It's a computer running a database. And Microsoft uses SQL now. You can link your sales automatically into your finance software that you're probably running on a computer somewhere too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there isn't an actual disk for like a normal printer. I mean, as long as I get the drivers, it should work.
The drivers. Well, that's all that comes on the disk for the normal printer.
Okay.
It's just a way of getting you, you know, that you normally get a disk or a CD nowadays. CDs are actually cheaper than floppies.
Yeah.
And so they just put the drivers on that for you.
And there's often a utility program for checking the communication.
But
to
all
the printer,
of those things should be downloadable from the manufacturer
of
your hardware.
Right. Yeah.
Because they don't care about giving away the software, because unless you actually have the hardware, the software does you no good.
Right.
So they'll have that available for download on their website.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
One of the biggest POS companies is Ithaca Peripherals, just down the thruway from
us. Down the thruway.
Yeah.
And that's an important thing we need to remind people of is when you download that stuff, when you download any driver, make sure you get the right driver. And that's not just it's your specific operating system. If you have Windows XP Pro, make sure that this software works with Pro. 99% of them will, but make sure it does. And make sure you get the right version of the hardware. Because often you'll find, you know, this piece of software works with, you know, the B model, and this piece works with the
C
model.
3COM is famous for
huge, them. Yeah.
3COM 905 A, B, and C network cards. What's the difference?
And don't get it wrong.
Don't get it wrong.
No.
Because they are totally different.
Yeah, you're not going to get it in.
And if you're lucky, you'll lock the computer up.
You're right.
If you're not, the magic smoke will go out the back.
you don't want to see the magic smoke going away. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about what goes on our website because we just hit 100 on the poll. After the break, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Fusilla, Craig Shallard, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hidden agendas in today's news. They're everywhere. A liberal bias here, a conservative slant there. At News Radio 1180 WHAM, you'll find we just level with you. Our news department has an agenda, too, to try to keep their pens from disappearing. And other agendas? Sure. The latest news, business, weather, and traffic info. When you need it and to the point. News Radio 1180 WHAM. Depend on it.
Finally, a home improvement company that cares.
With winter right around the corner and energy costs on the rise, it's time to start thinking about getting new windows. American Custom Exteriors and Interiors specialize in high-quality, Energy Star approved windows, and they want to help you save money on your energy bills today by calling 723-8072. They've been a Rochester Top 100 company 4 years in a row, and they're challenging you to give them the opportunity to beat any competitor's estimate on windows. American Custom Exteriors and Interiors is so confident they're the right window company for you, not only will they save you money on your energy bills, but they'll make your life a little easier. They'll give the first 50 customers that call 723-8072 by November 7th a $25 gift card to Topps Friendly Markets, and they'll pay to have your carpets cleaned by the Carpet Doctor. Call American Custom Exteriors and Interiors today, 723-8072.
American.
Call 723-8072 today for your free window estimate.
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No, I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Just about every day now, people are asking me how they can help improve their vision and their child's vision safely and effectively and without the risk of expensive laser surgery. I'm Dr. Henry Ettinger, and I've been recommending the See Clearly method for 2 years now, and I'm here to tell you, it works. It wasn't long ago that I was beginning to need glasses myself, but using the See Clearly method has kept me out of glasses. The standard approach to vision care has been to buy stronger and stronger glasses as our vision gets worse. However, glasses just treat the symptoms and don't fix the problem. The See Clearly method is a natural program designed by optometrists who say the program may help you and your children start improving your vision at home safely and effectively. In just minutes a day, you may be seeing clearer, sharper, and better than you ever thought possible. I know, it works for me and it works for my patients. Call 1-800-639-2020 for your free video on the See Clearly method. That's 1-800-639-2020. 1-800-639-2020.
Closing in on 10 consecutive years of broadcasting, it's the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum this Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray. I'm
Tony Fusilla.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And we'll be back to the phones in just a moment, but I do want to talk a little bit about our poll. Every week we have one. Last week's poll was... We had 615 people who voted in the poll. Now, that's a two-week poll, but it puts us number two on the all-time hit list. I want to thank each and every one of you. The question was, how often does software freeze or crash on you? 34% of you, 207 votes, said very rarely, followed by 25% of you said every week or so. There's a mixed message if ever I've seen it, followed by at least once a day, followed by the Linux and Mac people saying, what? Never. Followed by maybe once a month. All 615 of you, I want to thank each and every one of you individually, but I can't, so I'll just thank you all at once. This week's poll is about iTunes for Windows, and the choices are want it, got it, don't need it, and where's the Linux version? I've already been told I missed about 100 choices there, but this is what we got. So far, we have 103 votes, and Don't Need It is number one. This, clearly, all the Windows or all the Mac people are voting.
Or the Windows people have bought into the big lie.
Or have bought into the big lie, exactly right. Or they just don't listen to illegal music. When you are done with casting your vote, please look in the yellow box directly underneath, next to the haiku. And then you can go to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And vote in our and leave your opinion on this question. Every once in a while, we actually get an opinion that actually has something to do with the question at hand, and I'm always shocked when that happens. We have 23 comments, and several of them actually seem to relate to the question. So please leave your comment. Remember, keep it clean, and try hard to relate it at least a little bit to the question at hand. Okay, so that's what happens on our website, just some of the few things. And let me tell you just about the forums. We have a set of forums online, and some of the niftiest people on earth get into those forums. I also run a set of forums on Ask Nick, and the rest of the nifty people are there. And well, no, and I have to add the Cobalt Club. I have an old-time radio site, and there are a lot of nifty people there, too. But at any rate, if you get onto the forums, you're going to find that there's lots of answers to your questions. There's lots of people who do wacky things. We have some of the greatest artists, both in terms of visual and audio art, in the place there. And we're going to go back to the phones now. We're going to talk to Dave, who's pretending to be calling from Pennsylvania. Where in Pennsylvania, Dave?
Hi, fellas. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm just a bit about 9 miles south of the border and direct line south from Elmira.
So you're up on top of a hill.
You bet. Yeah, I'm on one of the highest hills in the area here.
Cool. That explains why you're getting. What? Where are you? What city? Where are you near?
There is no city.
Rochester's the nearest city.
There is no town. Yeah, Rochester is the nearest city of any size.
So you're out in the sticks, Pennsylvania.
I am.
Yeah, excellent.
I've got family down near Port Allegheny and Cowdersport and Farmers Valley.
Yeah, Cowdersport is about 100 miles due west of here.
Oh, so
I'm over closer to Elmira.
Oh, okay. Near Sayre in that area.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, about, maybe within the last 4 to 8 weeks, Nick recommended on the show the Mozilla Firebird. And it took me quite a long time, but I finally got around to downloading and trying it. And it just absolutely kicks Internet Explorer butt, I mean, all around the block.
Mm-hmm.
And I
love to hear that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a tremendous. They're now up to 0.7, by the way.
Yep.
Anyway, here's my question. Just a tiny bit of background. I've only been doing computing on a PC for about 3 years, and when I began, I actually started with Linux, but I left Linux after about a year because I simply could not stomach Netscape 472 anymore. It was just horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went over to Windows, not because I preferred Windows, but because I preferred Internet Explorer. Well, now I got away. What I'm seeing here on the Mozilla Firebird is that there is a Linux version. Two-part question for you guys. Now, question number one, how does the Linux version of Mozilla Firebird compare with the Internet Explorer version?
No, with the Windows version.
With the Windows version.
They are identical.
Okay.
As far as form and functionality, yes.
I'll be equally happy if I see. I'm trying to find a way to switch back to Linux.
I use Firebird on both machines.
Right.
And there is no difference. My fingers do exactly the same thing on both. It's just as fast on both. All the features are the same on both. What am I missing? Nothing.
I use Firebird on Linux and Solaris, and it's the same. It's
identical. You're missing one thing.
The one thing you're missing is
on the Linux box, you don't have to worry about antivirus and spam and everything else.
Exactly. And you know that. But in terms of Firebird, it is identical. It runs the same on everything.
Yeah, wow, that is fabulous.
They wrote it to a common widget set, which is basically the graphics that you see, the little buttons and the look and the feel. And it's a common cross-platform widget set that you get when you download the thing. And the core functionality is the same. It's the same code. It's just compiled on a different compiler for a different platform. Yes, it is.
Okay, guys, I'm a believer. My second part of my Linux question, back in the days when I was doing Linux, I was using Red Hat 6.2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, there are other choices today. What what do you feel is the best way to go today?
You know, you've picked the perfect day because we have our resident Linux expert with us today.
Actually, you're outnumbered this week. We have two Unix machines against your Windows machine.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly.
You know what? If I didn't have to look stuff up regularly when we're answering questions, I'd be running a Linux machine too.
To be fair and honest, I used to work for Red Hat. I started back in the day on Debian 1.3. Ancient history, yeah. AOUT binaries, not ELF binaries. You're going to have to set your own comfort level. I mean, if you're familiar with it, and Red Hat 9 is much different than 6.2, which, by the way, I think is one of the best versions ever. But your own comfort level and what your skill set that you feel you're comfortable with doing it. I mean, you can get a version of Linux like the Mandrake Discovery Edition, which is basically plug the CD in and walk away and the system is configured for you. Or you could try to build Gentoo from source. Red Hat, stick with the name ones. Red Hat's good. Download Red Hat 9, try it. It's a, you know, it costs you basically the price of the CDs. If you're not feeling up to being that geeky with it, spend the $39 and get Mandrake Discovery.
What I look for in Linux in a Linux distribution is configurability. I had only tried Red Hat 6.2. I was beginning to learn, you know, all the packages that I could eliminate. I detest having all the stuff that I'll never use. I did try SUSE 7.3. That was, to me, you know, at my skill level, unconfigurable.
That's everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, and there's no way to get it out, and they don't really tell you, you know, it's not clean to be able to eliminate all the components you don't want.
One of the nice things about the Red Hat setup right now is that you can do a custom setup.
Right.
And you can go in and say, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this.
And I don't want that. And I don't want,
and
you know.
And you can do that. If you want to get down to it, you can do it to the level of each individual package. Now, there are about, what, 5,000 individual packages?
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Not quite that bad. It's about 900.
Yeah,
but
you can do that if you want to.
Yes. Now, to be fair, if you wanted to get a system that is just exactly what you want and nothing else, you know, you want to run Gentoo. Would I recommend Gentoo? No. You know, because, you know, it's you're compiling everything from source at the install.
Yeah, that's probably beyond my skill.
Yeah. So I would take a look at the new version of Red Hat. Red Hat 6, the transition from 6 to 9. 6 is when they first started going into the more user-friendly workstation environment. 9 is quite nice.
Very nice. I'm running 9 at work on one of my workstations, and I love it.
What's the rev? Are they just at 9.0 right now?
Yeah, they're at 9.0. The next version of the free is, they've transitioned their development to be more like Debian, so the next version of the free is going to come out probably in the next 2 months. It's going to be called Fedora, the Fedora Core Project. The Red Hat brand name is going to be on the Enterprise product lines, server and workstation, which will cost money and get you priority support. They've spun off the free version. You'll no longer be able to buy CDs or box sets. Downloadable ISOs will continue, so you can download ISOs and documentation. 9 is stable. 9 is really, really good. The Enterprise product is being built on the 9 core with some of the newer stability features backported.
In terms of getting up to date, Red Hat has a program called Up to Date.
Yeah.
And that will update every package on your system. So if you installed Red Hat 9 today, the first thing you do is install it. The second thing you do is let it run up to date, which it does automatically. And it updates you to the latest of everything, not just a few things, but everything that you installed.
Hey, listen, guys, I really appreciate it. This is a lot of help, and I appreciate it. The only negative commentary I have for you guys is that you are not pushing Mozilla Firebird hard enough. I mean, people really need to know about that. That is a fabulous browser.
It is an incredible browser. It is free, ladies and gentlemen.
You want to try something nice? You like Firebird? Take a look at the Thunderbird project.
Yeah, I'm using that for mail at work.
Yeah.
It's the mail version.
I generally just use web-based mail.
Yeah, if you've got a personal mail, take a look at that. Bayesian filters, you'll never see spam again.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very kindly.
For those of you who need to, take a look at Mozilla.org. Look for the Firebird project. Download it, run it. It'll run on the same system as Internet Explorer without interfering with it in any way. If you decide you don't want it, you can go back. $50 says 90% of you will never go back. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Craig Shallard, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
You think, then you build. That's the Volvo philosophy. At Best Volvo, we agree. And if you're in the market for an Acura, BMW, Lexus, Audi, or any other vehicle in that class, you need to put Volvo on your list. Think, look, then visit Best Volvo. There are seven all-wheel drive Volvos to choose from. The rugged XC70 and XC90, luxurious S80, beautiful V70 estate wagon, the S60 sports sedan, and the newest addition, the 300-horsepower all-wheel drive S60R. Right now, lease an amazing 2004 S60 ASR for just $349 a month from Best Volvo. An S60 loaded with leather, sunroof, CD, and more, plus three-year, 36,000-mile free factory scheduled maintenance. Just $349 a month for 48 months. Think, look, then lease. From Best Volvo, Rochester's exclusive Volvo dealership, 1500 University Avenue, $500 down plus taxes and fees due at delivery. Call 1-888-621-8873 for details.
If you're thinking about retirement or already enjoying it, consider making your home at Seneca Towers, offering a number of pleasant, affordable homes for people 55 and older. We offer a long list of amenities. If you're on the go, we're on the major bus lines. Plus, we have a wide range of activities scheduled monthly, including trips and parties. And if the weather keeps you from going out, you can enjoy our fitness center, hair salon, and convenience store with good friends just down the hall. Utilities are included along with 24-hour maintenance and security. To learn more, call Carol at 467-3727 and ask about our rental specials. Apartment shown daily, Wednesdays until 6. At Seneca Towers, you won't just find a place to live, you'll find a home. Seneca Towers, above it all. Furnished and unfurnished one-bedrooms are now available with unfurnished units starting at just $408 a month.
Sign a new one-year lease on a one-bedroom apartment by November 15th and receive your first month's rent free.
Friends are those special people you can count on when you need them most. Just like the people at the Friendly Home.
The most unique thing about the Friendly Home is the atmosphere. It is friendly. People are genuine, and we do care about our members.
The most unique thing about the Friendly Home is the word friendly.
I treat every member the way that I would want myself or a family member to be treated.
So whenever a family member says to me, "Thank you for taking care of my mother, my father," I say, "I had somebody who did the same thing for me."
I work at the Friendly Home because I care.
The most important thing is knowing that when I leave at the end of the day, I have made a difference in somebody's life.
For over 150 years, the Friendly Home has been serving the needs of older adults in the Rochester community. The Friendly Home provides compassionate, quality nursing care and rehabilitative services. Call 381-1600 to learn more or arrange for a personal tour or visit us online at friendlyhome.org. The Friendly Home, because friends care.
Money Talk, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet. Mike Kazaka, Senior Vice President of Morgan Stanley, will hold his next retirement decision seminar on Wednesday, October 22nd at the Holodome on Jefferson Road. If you're at Kodak or any other company facing restructuring and you have questions about possible layoffs or retirement, Mike will have some answers for you. This seminar is free, but you need to make reservations. Call Mike at 243-2454. Call now, 243-2454.
Are you retiring in a few years? Have you been forced into early retirement? Should you take a monthly income or perhaps a lump sum distribution? You need answers. And Mike Kazakis is the guy to speak with. Now, you have an opportunity to attend a free seminar held by Mike Kazakis on retirement decisions. Free advice at your fingertips, but you must make this important call.
Call Mike now at 243-2454. Don't miss this retirement decision seminar Wednesday, October 22nd at the Holodome at 7 p.m. Call Mike now, 243-2454. Morgan Stanley, member SIPC.
WHAM's Bob Matthews.
Nobody can tell me with a straight face that Redskins is not offensive and disparaging.
Weeknight, 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
Tony Placilla.
I'm Craig Schaller.
And we're back to the phone. Barry from Fairport. Talk to us, Barry.
Barry, I've only got one word for you.
What?
Do it yesterday. Now, the question is, upgrading ME to XP.
I know you guys don't like ME. Here's my question, Mike.
I can't say how... You know my standard line, what ME stands for.
We don't have enough time left.
All right. Do it yesterday.
Here's my question. My father, 73 years old, lives in Florida, runs ME on his machine. I bought a copy of XP for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He's frightened to install it over ME because he says his computer is running great and he's afraid he's going to screw something up. I told him I don't think that will happen.
Does he have any critical data?
He runs genealogy, email.
Make backup copies of the data files. Make sure that the genealogy software is compatible, and then do it.
Okay. 99%.
You may have to upgrade the genealogy software because some programs simply don't run on XP without upgrade.
How much memory does he have on the ME box?
I think he has 256.
See, I'd tell him to hold off because if he really wants it, he needs to go up to 512.
I think he's running, I can't remember, I think it's a 700 to 800 megahertz.
Yeah, that's okay, but he wants at least 512K of memory.
Our big problem with ME was that it's an unfinished OS, basically.
Yes.
There's very, very little support, driver support for peripherals. So if the machine is working fine now with the stuff he already has, he's probably safe. The problem was when ME came out, it didn't work with your printer, it didn't work with your scanner,
yeah.
It didn't work with anything you had.
So, I mean, you know, you could delay it and get him memory for Christmas, and then...
Now, I've got a 466 machine that only has 256K, and I run XP with absolutely no problem.
Yeah, but
I just put XP on a 366 megahertz machine with 64 mega RAM. As long as I'm patient, it'll work. The point is not will it work, but will it work as well as you want it to.
You said he's already 70 years old?
Yes.
Don't add to his age anymore. I mean, it's Microsoft.
Get ME up.
You know, you want him, you know, moving along somewhat. So, no, seriously, though, it will run fine at 256, but it works even better with 512,
right.
And memory is dirt cheap right now.
The big thing right now is make sure he backs up his data and make sure whatever genealogy program he's running is compatible with XP.
Okay.
Those are the two big pieces. Do that, and you're good to go.
Okay, if I tell him to buy memory, that'll just put him over the top.
No, those are the two things you got to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good, thanks.
Thank you. And now, my favorite part of any week, we have Moody Blues 100 on the phone. Welcome, Moody.
How you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
And where are we today?
Where are we today? I'm actually back home in Goshen. I first called, I was on the thruway.
Oh.
I'm disappointed, Nick.
Uh-oh.
You're telling me you look everything up on your laptop? I thought you knew this all on the top of your head.
No. I've
never
put
much hair up there.
Anything in my head. Uh-uh. I try never to keep anything in my head. Ooh, what is that? Are we done? Well, it was a pleasure to talk to you, Moody.
Just wanted to let you know your signal was carrying to Tuxedo, New York.
Nice.
On the radio.
Love to hear that. And Wayne wanted to know what the minimum system requirements are for Linux, 64 mega RAM.
64 mega RAM, 233 megahertz box. That's what I'm running on my laptop. It works fine.
Four gig hard drive, two
four
gig hard drive.
4 gig hard drive.
There
minimum specs.
We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, and Craig Sheller for keeping us on the straight and narrow. We will be back here next Saturday at some time or another on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. Thanks for listening.
The National Kidney Foundation.